Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area in Miami, Florida. 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, latest update on Tropical Storm Laura and Tropical Storm Marco. Here, starting with the satellite here, a couple things to note. Different sizes in the storm, Marco being a smaller storm at this location, still forecast to become a hurricane, current wind 70 miles an hour, continuing to move towards the northwest with time. And we got to look at also Tropical Storm Laura at 45 miles an hour, located right now over Hispaniola. We got the Dominican Republic and Haiti, torrential rainfall, dangerous rainfall, and flash flooding and landslides possible in this area. But a larger storm, and that's going to play into the actual forecast, a larger storm as we move over Cuba with time. We expect the storm to survive and become a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico for this coming week. So let's look at those forecasts a little bit more in detail. Starting off with Marco, you can see the tropical storm force winds extending out from the center, very close to hurricane strength, and we expect the hurricane strength to continue all the way to landfall in Louisiana. But those impacts before landfall, right off the coast during Monday afternoon, but some of those rain bands, the wind, and the storm surge getting there ahead of time, ahead of the hurricane. And with time moving inland across portions of southern Louisiana, and then by Wednesday dissipating over portions of Texas with time. So that's what we look at. Going to have that rain, going to have that storm surge, and we want to look at that a little closer because that's one of the bigger factors and the bigger dangers associated with this. One is the winds. Preparedness. It looks like those tropical storm force winds could arrive. Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche Parish, the southern part, even St. Bernard Parish, 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning. And look at the storm surge value. A significant storm surge in portions of Louisiana over to the Mississippi coast. Anywhere from Morgan City over to Ocean Springs, some of these places could get 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. That onshore flow just piles the water up in these bays and these estuaries, places where it can't go anywhere else, and it piles up and goes inland, even through the Wrigley's into Lake Pontchartrain and Maurepas, can see 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. So let's look at Laura. A couple things that we need to note associated with Tropical Storm Laura, 45 miles an hour over land. So small changes, interaction with the land could cause some changes in the actual direction and motion associated with the storm. So small changes over the next 24 hours or so could make big changes down the road in the actual forecast. And that's why it's important to look at the cone, especially in the extended forecast. Southeast Louisiana to the upper Texas coast, we expect the center could be anywhere in that cone two-thirds of the time. So anywhere along these areas need to be prepared, need to be watching for possible impacts. And you start looking at arrival of some of those winds down the road into this week, Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. So you start thinking that some of those tropical storm force winds could start approaching places in Louisiana, even over to the Texas coast through the day on Wednesday. So the wind, the rainfall, the storm surge, we look at all those different impacts associated with these two tropical storms, both expected to be hurricanes in our forecast. So preparedness is everything. Early preparedness, listen to those local officials and take steps to keep safe. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.